Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
With the weather getting hot and collegiate athletics drifting quietly into the summer doldrums of public consciousness, you might think it an odd time to be talking about college basketball. You know, you'd be right. But perhaps the absence of competition allows us to calmly reflect the latest source of controversy thrust upon us by the National Collegiate Athletic Association. If this is calm, it could simply be the calm before the storm. The president of the NCAA is floating the notion that it's time for college basketball to consider expanding its annual postseason championship tournament, commonly known as March Madness. Apparently, it's no longer enough to have 68 Division I teams take part in all the fun and excitement. Now the NCAA is discussing the prospect of expanding the field to 72 teams, or, are you ready for this, even 76. That's truly March Madness. The tournament is annually promoted as the road to the Final Four. Will we one day soon have to start calling it the Surviving 76? Or the Still Standing 78, if keeping the alliteration is deemed important? You know how many Division I college basketball teams there are in America? 351. With 68 of them already qualifying, that means that nearly one in five Division I schools makes it to the dance. Why make the dance floor even more crowded? I get the argument that it's a big deal for a small Division I school to rise up out of mediocrity and somehow win a relatively obscure league championship, thereby earning a bid to play in March Madness. It excites the fan base, but only until they have to play the big boys from the SEC or the Big Ten. But hey, they got to go dancing, right? And yes, every once in a while a low seed knocks off a high seed, busting tournament brackets all over the country. If Harriet's School of Interior Design upsets Kentucky or Duke, it's part of the fun. No offense to Harriet, I made that up. However, I just don't think March Madness should be further compromised or diluted with the eternal push to make it bigger. Every year when the NCAA Selection Committee announces the 68 teams that will play in March Madness, there are schools who feel they were unjustly passed over. Guess what? Expand the tournament to 72 or 76 teams, and the same will still be true. Only instead of 1 in 5 teams making the tournament, the number drops to 1 in 4.6. I know the reality, however. Teams such as the University of Toledo Rockets and the Bowling Green State University Falcons realize their unfortunate predicament. Mid-American Conference teams like those in several other mid-major conferences have just one shot at grabbing a bid to March Madness, and that's by winning the league tournament first. Rarely does the MAC get a second bid. Contrast that with the 14 bids extended to the SEC back in March. The Big Ten received 8 bids and the Big 12 got 7. That's 29 bids to just 3 conferences, and that's truly March Madness. Unless conferences like the Mid-American can share in an expanded tournament format, what's the point?
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.